Hello.
Hello, hey, is this Nancy?
Who's calling?
Hey, Nancy, this is Joe Wilson. How are you doing today? We have your website in place.
Okay, hi, how are you?
I am good as well. Is it a good time to talk, or I disturb you at this time?
No, I have a minute. Go ahead.
Right, okay, well, I just wanted to have a little conversation regarding the website that your interpages are in place as per Peter. And just wanted to have an update, are you writing the content for the website?
I sent some of it over to him today. I am writing it. He said that he would get it and then put it into place and, correct anything or do whatever had to be done to it.
So is it, just wanted to have an information, is it SEO and Google accepted as well?
Well, I think that's what he was going to go over it and make sure it was.
Because with the website will require a Google accepted and SEO friendly content. So that is the whole reason that I was calling you about. Because
Okay.
if it's not, then it needs to be rewritten as well, because Google will not accept any of the content that is not Google or SEO quality accepted.
Okay, well, I had this discussion with him last week about this, and he said he would go over all of it and make sure that it was accepted.
All right, because the procedure is that once the client sends us the content, all right, we send it over to Google Teams, the Google headquarters, all right, to ensure that they are all good to go with that. Once they provide us with the green signal, yes, it is good to go, then we go ahead and update it on the website. Other than that, all right, we are not allowed to go ahead and set any of the content that is not good for Google. All right, we do not go ahead and upload it onto the website. So if you had a commitment with Peter that he will go ahead and check on it, and if not, he will surely go ahead and let you know about it.
Yeah, no, we had this discussion last week and he okayed that.
And do you have the domain for the website with you?
Okay. This is what happened. The first people that I canceled the website with actually registered my domain with GoDaddy. So now I have to get it back from them.
And what was the domain name that you got?
Nancy'sDanceFactory.com.
Mind if I check it?
Sure, good.
All right, just give me a minute. Oh, are you having flu?
No, I have allergies.
Oh, okay. All right. And the name was Nancy Dance Factory?
Nancy'sDanceFactory.com.
DanceFactory.com. And Nancy spell Nancys.
Yes.
Okay. All right, dot com. All right, okay. All right, okay. All right, well, I think that is taken, that is registered by them. All right, what I can suggest, because I suppose that they will not be giving back to you, all right, because they would want you back, all right, because you canceled the whole project with them, correct? And they
Yes,
already
yeah.
did, all right, and in revenge, they locked down your domain name. But we can go for an alternative if you'd like, because if you're going to go ahead and get it back, there is a broker service of $69.99 over that with GoDaddy. All right, and I'm pretty sure that the previous company will not give it back to you unless you return to them. So I
Well, they
think that.
said that they would, but they said I have to open an account with GoDaddy and then they would give me the information to switch it over.
Or otherwise, you can just go ahead and get yourself free from the hassle, and I can go ahead and get you a new domain name. That is nancydancefactory.com.
Well, without the S.
Yeah, that will be without the S. Or if you want, it's going to be an organization, right? That your business is going to be an organization. So why don't you go
Yes.
with nancysdancefactory.org, because this is an organization.
Hold on 1 second.
Nancysdancefactory.org. Well,
I'm going to have to fight with them to get it back, but, or do you just want NDFDan.com? No, okay. Okay. So let's go with .org then. Nancysdancefactory.org.
Nancysdancefactory.org.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay,
if
well...
Yes,
go ahead.
This is not going through GoDaddy, right?
Well, this will be through us.
Yours? No, it's through them. We don't like GoDaddy.
You guys don't like GoDaddy?
No. She wants to know if we have the .org, can we get the... Okay, go ahead, Steve.
If we get the .com name back from GoDaddy and we set it up as .org, if people put in the .com, is there a way to route it to our website anyway?
Yeah, of course, why not?
Well, I'm not a tech genius, so I don't know. I'm just making
Well, yes, of course. Well, that is not our problem. We can go ahead and do that. You guys don't have to worry about it. We are not your previous company who's going to go ahead and lock it down for you.
Okay, just making sure.
That's not a worry about.
Okay.
All right, okay. So what's going to happen is that we will go ahead for nancysdancefactory.org. All right. That is a 2-year term. All right. What we do is usually we provide it with our hosting server, all right, to ensure that that domain name is connected to our hosting server, okay? Why? Because your website will need to go onto a hosting server once it is your inner pages are being created, all right, because it takes its own place. Do you know what a hosting server is?
No, I have no idea.
All right, okay, well, hosting server is kind of a rent you pay, all right, on the internet to get your website live, all right, to deploy it over the internet, all right? This is a part of a website, all right? Like, website design and development is something else, and then you get the hosting to get that website onto that hosting server so it can be shown over the internet to the people, all right, by which we provide a free domain name, all right, with our hosting server.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, okay. So what's going to happen is that we usually go by a lot of people. Are you in front of your computer screen so I can show you what I'm talking about exactly? So you know, like...
No, actually, I'm not.
Okay. All right. So usually hosting goes from GoDaddy, HostGator, and Bluehost, all right, for usually around like $90 to $80 per month, all right? But we don't do... If you calculate it even for $90 per month, all right, that's going to cost you, that's going to be coming up a really good cost for you, all right? That's going to be coming up at like $1,080 for one complete year, all right? And that's the regular prices of what they go ahead and provide it to you, by which we do have an affiliation with those companies, all right, like HostGator, Bluehost, or GoDaddy, and we will provide you on a hosting server for around like 30% off or even 40% off sometimes. But I have to check on that, all right? I would provide you with a different kind of emails on professional emails, like Nancy at nancysdancefactory.org or any of your friends' email address. That you will be provided 5 different kind of professional email with,
okay,
in which you will be provided with a 1 year of complete website and hosting maintenance as well. Like, even if you have any kind of addition into the future, like, hey, yeah, I want to go ahead and add this, you can just go ahead and send us an email, all right, and that will be done and taken care of for you within 24 to 48 hours of time, in which I will go ahead and include the security that I was talking about to you earlier as well. So if you like to go with, we go by like 1, 3, or 5 years of time, all right? And as I stated, that it might be coming up at like 1,080 for a year, but regarding that you're our existing client and you're one of Peter's clients, I will provide this service to you only for $699 a year, not 1,080, for $699 a year. All right, that will be saving you around like $381 per year. So if you go for like,
what? This is just for the hosting, like I would get with GoDaddy, because that was like $10 a month. I've had websites in the past.
Absolutely. Well, that is a shared hosting. There are two kinds of hosting servers. All right, one is a shared one. All right, one is a dedicated one. All right, the website that we're building for you is a pretty vast and a pretty big one. All right, that will have a lot of people coming up, all right, in regards to the bandwidth, all right, and a lot of people will be visiting the website, so it may take a lot of space, all right, and shared hosting server doesn't provide that kind of a space, all right, because thousands of websites are hosted over there, so your website may not be able to go ahead and function as per you want, all right, it might slow down, it might be taken down as well because of that the website will be taking a lot of space. All right, because it is being created on WordPress 6.0. All right, so that might be the reason that it might not work with a shared hosting server. But my, you can say, suggestion will be to go with the dedicated host server because it is much more reliable. All right, it gives you a proper space. It provides you with 5 kind of different email addresses. All right, and it provides you with the website maintenance as well. In $10 of hosting server, absolutely, GoDaddy or anyone will not go ahead and provide you with the website maintenance or even email addresses with that as well. All right, it's just going to be a hosting server, all right, that is not even reliable, all right, and it's for $10 only. So I am pretty sure that you will not even go ahead and, you know, stay reliable on that kind of a hosting server with that website. Would you go ahead and take that risk to go ahead on a $10 web hosting server, all right? That is a whole server, of course, all right, for just $10, all right? Absolutely not. That is insane, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I've had sites with them before, and they never had a problem, so I'm a little confused about all of this, to tell you the truth.
Absolutely. Well, you might be having a confusion because WordPress just updated itself in May. They updated themselves for 6.0. So a lot of websites are having a lot of issues now because of shared hosting server. On shared hosting server, if 100 websites are hosted over there, and if any one website got virus or one website got any kind of online theft, all right, all of the hosting server will be taken down. All right, and if you go ahead and review, just go ahead and read the reviews about shared hosting server. It is cheap. All right, it's good on the price, it's cheap, but it is not reliable at any cost. All right, it happened in one of our clients that their website got taken down and then we have to build it from scratch. Again, they had paid like $800 or $700 again to us because it's going to take a lot of time again and our senior developers to go ahead and create the website whole again. And it's taking a lot of their time as well. So just to refrain from you, all right, going through that process or even going through that time, we always suggest our client to go with just a dedicated one. Go with just a basic one because this is just the start of the business. That is the reason I didn't quote you around like $2,000 or $3,000 for hosting server. That is the reason I quoted you for like $699 only for 1 year because this is just the start and you can always upgrade yourself once everything starts going up.
You know what, I don't know where I'm going to go with this because mm-hmm. when I talked to Chris originally, it mm-hmm. was like, okay, we build the website, this is all taken care of, it's in the one price, now I'm getting phone call after phone call about content is going to cost you this, and this is going to cost you that, and this is what we talked about.
Absolutely.
And I was going to get 6 months of, like, you know, help with the website to change mm-hmm. pictures or whatever for free. That was all included.
Absolutely, you will. Well, website design, and let me just go and explain you all of this, okay? Because I think that you're getting confused in that. Website design and development is what we do, all right? And you're seeing all of it because it is coming up all in front of you, You're seeing the initial mocks. You will be seeing the inner pages, all right? Well, the hosting and the domain and everything else, we go ahead and ask this from the client. If they don't have it, then we go ahead and get it for them on their name, all right? And provide them with a certificate as well, because that is your property. You're the sole owner of that, all right? Then we go ahead and let you know, like, hey, these are the things that were required, and if you don't have it, then, of course, we will go ahead and provide it to you, all right? And that will be a service that we will provide, of course, all right? Even if you go ahead and provide someone a service, you will charge them, all right? So that's how companies do, all right? And as we want our clients to have a good satisfaction, comfortable work environment, all right, that is the reason we always provide them on a good discounted price and not on a regular price as GoDaddy or HostKit or anyone like that. That might be the reason you might have got a huge discount when you signed up with us. Isn't that correct?
I don't know. I'm totally confused, to tell you the truth.
Don't be
confused. I'm just telling you. Because I had a bad experience, and he said, this is the one price. It's to build the website. Everything will be done. 6 months of support for free.
You will be getting the
whatever.
6 months of support. All right? I'm not denying.
But then now it's like everything else.
Well,
and
this
business is not open right now. So to keep adding and adding and adding is like.
It's not going to be coming up and adding for you. All right? I can guarantee you that, because I'm the one who takes care of all of the production. And I do have a 29 clients of clientele with me at the moment. All right? And I'm taking care of all of their projects. All right? So I like to be transparent, all right, and upfront, and be really crystal clear with my clients, because your clients are my asset. All right? And I take care of my clients as my own. All right? So, content that we talked about, I think last weekend, all right, is a service that our company provides. My company's main core is just to go ahead and do the design and development of the website. All right, and if there is anything else that the client needs and requires, all right, then we go ahead and provide them with a service. Like, okay, well, yeah, we do have a team who can go ahead and do the content writing for you, and that is a charge that we go ahead and do that. All right, and if you don't have a domain or hosting that is required, all right, otherwise you can surely go ahead and get the $10 one, because I literally will not stop you, but if you want to go ahead and go through that process again like our other clients went, but of course, all right, just to go ahead and refrain and just to go ahead and save you from that, all right, that was my suggestion, all right, because that is what my server team suggests. Like, hey, if a client comes in, let them know about that, all right, so they can be on a good term and on, they can just go ahead and make some business and not just run here and there on the online digital, all right, because digital zone is, you know, you had a bad experience before, as you said, all right, just to go ahead and save you from that with us, all right, we always go on a suggestion base, like, hey, this is the thing that you can go with, all right. That is the reason I told you upfront, like, hey, it goes on, like, for $90 a month, all right, and for a year, it comes at, like, $1,080, but then still, I provided you for $699 with 5 different email addresses, all right, 1 year of website maintenance, and I provided you with a security as well, which I quoted you for $499. Isn't that correct?
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to, like, think. What's the matter? I'm going to have to, like, think about this, because I was not anticipating that kind of money for a business that's not open yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so not reopened yet, I should say.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about what is your affordability, so I can go ahead and check on my billing team and see what I can do for you?
$10 a month.
Well, that would get me fired from my company then.
All right, 12.
Oh, what? let me check if I can get you a better price, okay? Can you stay over the phone for me?
All right, sure.
All right, just give me a quick minute.
Would a competition convention
be performance commitment? No. Performance commitment is a recital and any, you know, other stuff that you do.
So competition convention would be? a new person in a sense, but well, she's her name, and she's still the same her, and it's always been her. She's always been her.
What do you mean?
All right, well, we're about to go.
That's just those commitments, competition commitment, convention. That's their own commitment, no?
Especially for winter at this time. We support each other. We work on this. We develop this for each other. This is a treasure that we have.
Hey there, Nancy. You there?
Uh-huh.
Hey, I apologize for the brief hold. You there?
Yes.
All right, okay. Well, I did mention the security was coming up at like $4.99 and the hosting server that I quoted for $6.99 and the total was coming up as like $1,198, but my company is still providing you both of the things, all right, for $6.50. I can lower down it from $6.99 to $6.50 and that is the best I can do for you. Like 1 year of website maintenance with security. And 5 years of, like, 1 year website maintenance and 5 professional email addresses as well for you. All right. And other than that, you can shortly go ahead and check on, you said you don't like GoDaddy. So you can check on Bluehost for a dedicated hosting service, all right, by which they provide a 2 or 3 years of terms of hosting server on $3,000, all right. That is a regular price if you go as a customer to them. But within affiliation, we do provide that because we do buy hosting servers in bulk, and we do have a hosting, full room of hosting servers, of course, all right? And then we go ahead and provide it to our client because that is our side thing, not our main thing. Our main thing is website design and development.
So, and this is the secure, like, payments and everything, too? Is that what you're telling me?
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, this is a secure payment. And what happens after the $650 for the first year? Now what happens?
Well, after the $650 for 1 year, you will be renewed on the $650 again. Sounds good? I will mention it to the billing team. So once you have completed a 1 year, all right, you will not be charged, overcharged for anything. It will come up with the same price.
What's your name?
Joe Wilson.
All right, Joe. I have to talk. We have to discuss this. But I will let you know.
Is it still too costly for you guys? Because that is the best.
I didn't expect it.
Well, this is the thing that I think that will be the last thing because you were doing the content yourself, right? Because the content is going to be too much, right? How many pages on the website will there be? I think like 15 to 16 pages for the website, correct? And you
yeah,
will
I don't
be
know if
it'll
first. Actually come up. I don't know if it'll actually come up that many, probably, though.
They probably might come up like 8 or 9. Is that correct?
No.
Because eight or nine.
Nah, it'll probably, I would say 12 to 15 is probably right.
Also 15 pages.
Let me ask you something. If we have a page that's like Dance Company, and you go to that page, and then you have a drop down with all the separate, like the minis, the petites, the juniors, is that one page, or is that each a separate page?
If that dance service is different, then of course that page needs to be different, right? So you guys can show what are the steps, because this is a school, right? This is a school to
yeah, teach. But like for the Dance Company, we have different ages, so they have different handbooks. So if the page says Dance Company, and then you go to it and it has a drop down for the different age breakdowns, is that considered all separate pages or one page? Do you know what I mean?
Of course, I got it. I got you. Well, what that will be a one page.
It will be one page.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we're probably talking like 10 pages, right? If that all goes into one page.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like 10, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Why was I explaining you guys for the content? Because everything needs to be professional, right? Because this is a school, all right? And when someone's going to go ahead and come onto the website, they will assume everything professional, right? Because
you know what?
Yes.
We can write the content. I've been in business
Absolutely.
For 46 years.
Oh, wow.
I've written a few websites. I know what I'm talking about.
Well, that is
so
pretty
I'm not
good.
Worried. I'm not worried about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We just have a lot of work to get, you know, how we want to reopen.
Absolutely. Well, that is the reason we're here, to go ahead and help. All right? If we're going to go ahead and help everybody, everybody's going to get help, and everybody can go ahead and do good business. Correct? That's the whole idea of it.
Where should I be emailing this content to?
On the same portal. I said, well, did you got any kind of portal from Teamwork?
Yeah, I haven't really been on it, though.
Oh. Do you want me to go ahead and ask my team to go ahead and send out an email to you again?
I can get on the portal. It's just that where do you want me to, like, I have to send the content. Where am I sending it to? I go on the portal, and then what?
Well, just go ahead and post it onto the portal, all right, and it will automatically get it to us. All right, we will get a notification that Nancy has set up the content for the website, and we will just go ahead and review it, all right? And Peter will get on a call with you, and you guys can review it together, and then he will send it over to the Google headquarters for that, for the verification, once he has make amendments to it, all right, and once he has done all of the things for it, all right? So this business of yours, Nancy, I have a question. How long that have you been in this business for dance school?
46 years.
46 years, and you have taught roughly 1,000 children?
Over 10,000 kids.
10,000?
Mm-hmm. Give or take. Yeah.
Oh, and you had a school full of kids?
Yeah, I had a school full of kids.
Mm-hmm. And this is a dream job, right? This is your dream business.
No, it's a freaking nightmare.
What? What is your dream business?
Pina coladas on the beach.
I was about to say that. a good soothing day, all right, on the beach, of course.
Yeah, that's not going to happen with this business.
Well, you have to go. Once it's all settled, you will be handing it over to someone who can run this, right? And you can just go ahead and enjoy a pina colada on the beach while they go ahead and take care of it for you.
Yeah.
Right?
You can't turn it over to anybody. I'll be doing this till the day I die.
Oh, my God. Then no pina colada or beaches.
Well, I didn't say none. I just can't do that every day, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, well, you can go on Sundays or weekends.
Oh, no, I work on Sundays, believe it or not.
You work on Sunday?
Yeah, isn't that
something? Oh, my God, who works on Sunday?
Somebody that taught over 10,000 kids in their life.
If I were in your place, I would have switched off my phone, I would have gone to the forest, and I would not even turn myself, you know, back again on this. No. Well, I suppose that your website looks pretty good. All right, I'm just looking at it right now. It does have a home, about us, programs, and dance company, alumni, faculty, store. Do you guys have a store as well?
Well, we will. Like, as soon as
you will
get up
soon,
and run.
Right? A store will be coming soon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In the upcoming future, right? It's not that you guys have a store right now, do you?
No, it'd be coming soon.
All right, okay. And then contact us, all right? You want your email address that will be created from the hosting, all right, for you from your domain. That will be What was that?
Nancy's Dance Factory.org.
All right. That will be admin@Nancy'sDanceFactory.org. All right. Why did I give you an idea for org? Because this is an organization. All right. And .com is for, you can say, businesses. All right. So it looks pretty good. It sounds pretty good. Nancy's dancefactory.org. Sounds good, right?
Okay. Yeah, it sounds okay.
All right, and you might be needing the business cards as well.
Now, on those buttons, where like, because I wanted to put on there, well, I guess more information works, and just have them fill out, like, their name, whatever they're interested in, whatnot, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm not putting a class schedule on here. And so they have to contact us to get our class schedule and pricing. I'm not putting that on the website.
So you guys can go and send it over to them on their email?
Yeah. I'm not going to put it public. Mm-hmm.
Well, what we can do is we can just go ahead and create a form for contact us. They can just go ahead and fill it, all
right?
Right. And send it over to you so you guys can go ahead and send them the schedule, because from the contact us form, you will be able to get their information such as phone number, their email address.
Right. I want to have their I don't want them to go on the website and say, okay, this is when their classes are and I don't know who they were and I can't contact them.
No, there will not be that kind of an information over there. They can just go ahead and get in contact with you and you can share the information over there.
Right. So that way I have their phone number and I have their email.
Yeah,
so
you want
to
go ahead and capture more leads as much as you can, right?
Correct.
All right, okay. And do you guys have social media for that as well, for Nancy's Dance Factory?
We have, but it has to be. We have an Instagram. We don't have a Facebook.
And who's managing your Instagram for you, Nancy?
Huh?
And who's managing it for you?
Nobody.
Nobody's managing your
Instagram? It hasn't been active in years.
All right, tell me, I have a question, all right, because I'm a business analyst, all right, and a business support as well. So tell me, if you want to buy something, all right, like if you want to buy shoes, all right, from a company, all right, and then you want to, and they're pretty expensive, they're for $200, $300, all right, you want to go ahead and buy them, well, you will first go ahead and check on the reviews, correct? Like what kind of review people have put up for them, for that seller who is selling those shoes, correct? You will always see the reviews, like what kind of reviews or if someone even bought it or anything like that, correct? Because that's a normal human being psyche would be, correct?
Well, I don't believe in reviews because I know what people can do to you, but that's me.
Uh-huh. Well, somewhat, all right, we'll always go ahead and check on the review. I will always go ahead and check on the reviews, like what kind of reviews people have put up. All right, is it good to, is it worth it or not? Should I buy it or no? All right, it helps me. All right, so other people think of the same way. All right, you need to go ahead and, you know, keep your Instagram active, all right, whether you do have a website or not, because it will be bringing you leads. It will be bringing you business as well, Instagram, because people will search you over there as well. Because if someone...
Right, no.
You know, yeah.
See, we closed the studio and changed the name for a few years. Now we're reopening. So that's why it hasn't been active.
Oh.
That's why the Facebook is down. But when I did this with them, they said that you guys would set up the Facebook and make it, you know, so it works with the website, I guess. So
we will set it up.
Name or whatever.
We will set it up and it to the website as well. As you can see on the website, there is Facebook and Instagram icon and YouTube as well. All right? So there are three of them over there. Well,
whether
you go with YouTube or not, that's not a problem. All right? And you can stick with the Facebook and Instagram both. That will be integrated over to the website. If you do have your Instagram, you can just pass it on, like the username and the password over to me, so I can just integrate it over to the website here over for you. If someone clicks on that Instagram button, they will be redirected over to your social media.
Okay. We don't know. She said she has to figure out the username and the password. We haven't used it in so long, but she'll figure it out.
Well, is it the same on the Instagram for Nancy's Dance Studio? Oh, Nancy's Dance Factory.
Was it Nancy's Dance Factory, Haley? She said yes, it was.
Oh,
she just says
okay.
No good.
Well, if it wasn't, if it wasn't that name, we would have created it because Instagram won't let us use that name because it's already taken by you guys. So it won't let us.
Yeah,
go
no,
ahead and
we'll figure it out. She'll figure it out.
Well, that would be awesome. That would be cool. All right. So anything else that you think that should be on the website and anything that you think that should not be there on the website? Do you guys have videos of your school teaching kids?
I'm trying to get some videos, the kids dancing. We have to see what we can round up.
Well, I can ask for some of our team members to go ahead and get some cool videos for ballet dancers if you like. You can set up on the website.
I don't know. I think I'd rather have my kids. I just have to get a hold of their videos.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay. Yeah. Well, you can just go ahead and share it with me. All right. So we can just go ahead and set up on the website and make it look interesting, because this is a school for interest. All right. It needs to look interesting and gain attention of people who ever come on the website. Because if they're not going to go ahead and get attention out of it, of course, then this is of no use, is it?
Well, I'm not worried about that because the kids are pretty good. Like, the videos, I just have to get my hands on them.
Well, you do need to go ahead
and
get more
kids. And I have pictures, too. I have to get that together, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do need to go ahead and get more kids, too, right? You need to go ahead and get – this is a want for a school. They need kids so they can go ahead and teach them. And that's how schools are run, right? If they're not going to go ahead and come over to school, then school will not run. School will not be able to go ahead and make any kind of progress. They will not be able to go ahead and do it. All right? And then the school will go down. All right? Like, it will be closed or anything like that. And we don't want that, do we? We want to go ahead and make the school bigger and bigger, right?
Right, yeah, we have to rebuild because we're going to reopen, so...
Well, you're reopening.
It's kind of like starting over, but not starting over.
Well, it needs... If it's starting over, don't you think that it should have a little bit of spice in it? Like, hey, oh my God, this school has reopened, and look at that. You want that kind of surprise, right? Kids screaming...
Yeah, well, but, I mean, like, the videos that we have and whatever, I think that we can handle that end of it. I might need some stock pictures of, like, ballet class or whatever, but other than that, we're good. Oh, never mind. Haley says she's got all the pictures. She doesn't want stock pictures. She wants all the kids.
Okay, well, you guys, what I'll do is I'll ask Peter.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Oh, well, I was saying that I will ask Peter to go ahead and get all the pictures at one place, and then we can just go ahead and set it up onto the website, because now your website does have dummy text and dummy verbiage and dummy images at the moment.
Yeah,
right?
No, I know.
Which,
uh-huh.
All right. That will be removed once you provide us with the pictures.
Yeah, no, I'll get you pictures, I'll get you video, and I'll get you the content. And then we'll figure all the rest of it out.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you can just go ahead and let me know, or let Peter know, of course, all right, because I am, he's our project manager, and he's one of the brilliant ones, so that is the reason we have given him your project, all right, because he can take care of projects really good and with seamless opportunities, all right. So what we're going to go ahead and do is we're just going to go ahead and wait for the content. All right, and the rest of the things that the website is already in front of you, we will just go ahead and create the inner pages. And you wanted the domain for 1 year, I suppose? Just for the start?
What's that $650?
Well, that is with the host. We provide the domain. We don't charge for the domain. We only provide you with our hosting server. And that also comes up with all of the things that I told you about, with the emails, with the website maintenance, and the hosting maintenance as well, and the security as well, which I told you about for $4.99. We're not going to go ahead and charge you $4.99 again.
Right. What is the what's the cost of the domain? After you do the first year, right? Then what?
Well, after the year, all right, we will not be charging you for a domain, all right? All of the things, it will recharge you again for $650 only, nothing more. All right. If you're thinking that, hey, it's going to be coming up like with the security again for $4.99 and anything like that, no, of course not. It will all be sent out to you on a documented format on an email once you sign up with that. All right. So everything is documented for you, all right, and for us as well for the further references.
All right. Okay. Let us discuss this, and let me get back to you tomorrow.
All right. Well, of course. Well, I have applied all of the coupons right in front of me. All right. That expires today. So if you can just go ahead and let me know by today, I would appreciate it. Will that be okay with you guys?
Well, we need to talk about it, so I don't know that we can give you an answer today.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, you can let me know by tomorrow. All right. $650 is the cost that I came up with. I will try to hold on to that amount. All right. By tomorrow, tomorrow I will ask the billing to extend it for me. Okay. Because
all
I'm
right.
the head over here, I can do that.
All right. Let us discuss this, and I will get back to you.
Sure. Of course. Please take your time.
Okay.
Right? Absolutely.
All right.
And thank you so much for your time, Nancy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.